Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, I never thought we would be commenting on Barbara Walters' sex life on the show, but here we are.
I bet she was a freak.
Oh, sounds like it. So Sherry Shepherd and Joy Behar used to be co-hosts on The View together, of course, with Barbara Walters. And so Sherry now has her own talk show where she had Joy on as a guest. And they were talking about this one story that they both had heard from their mutual friend, comedian Paul Mooney. And it was basically a story about Barbara getting a little freaky with Richard Pryor.
Funny, but are they doing this on The View?
No, they're doing it on Sherry's show.
On Sherry's show. Okay.
Why?
Because if it was on The View, the show she started, and she's no longer with us, like, you don't want to be talking about her past sex escapades.
Why not?
It's rude.
Well, you think she's going to be all offended right now?
Well, she's dead, maybe.
Right? I think she would want it on her show, man.
You think so?
That's ratings gold. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, they did in a fun way.
Okay.
I think that's hilarious.
You're being a prude right now.
I'm 100% I am, for sure. I'm just trying. I mean, like, and I know she wasn't perfect, but everything she did and accomplished as a woman in journalism, I'm over here like, really? This is what we're talking about?
Well, she's allowed to be a freak also.
She's 100% allowed to be a freak, but talk about her with her in the room so she can comment on her freakiness.
Well, why would you do that? That would be inappropriate.
Talking about it after she's dead is nice.
Yeah, she's not going to be offended.
I think it makes her a multifaceted individual. Yes, she was an accomplished female journalist, paved the way for thousands of women to do what we do today.
Tens
but also,
thousands.
She can get a little freaky with a good-looking man.
Oh, Richard Pryor.
Okay, remember that feud that Kim and Kourtney were in on the Kardashians, like last week or a couple weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Basically, they were both on the phone, and Kourtney just got so upset with Kim, called her a witch. She was crying, and I'm listening to it going, dang, this is like the fight of the year for the Kardashians. Well, turns out their relationship is on the mend, and it's just a sister thing. As someone who doesn't have a sister, I don't understand this at all, because when me and my brother would get in fights, it was me like getting my face smashed into a pillow cushion and then we could move on. It was like physical abuse, but the emotional stuff I could never get over.
Yeah, when you listen to that conversation, I mean, Kourtney calling her a narcissist and an effing witch, and then, you know, Kim coming back saying all your friends are talking about you and how you've changed, and it was... it's to the point where things were said that you may be able to forgive, but you will never be able to forget, because it was just so low. And like, I don't have a sister. I got a brother. We have never fought like that. Mm. Like, yes, he has smashed my face in a cake before, have never said things that were so hurtful and hateful to each other.
If you, I do have a sister, and if you're close-ish in age, I mean, it depends on your relationship too, but they're almost like an extension of you and vice versa in a way that they see you at your worst. They know every dark secret. Like, you're kind of born with a best friend, but it's also a weird relationship. Like, if you're an older sister, you feel responsible for your younger sister. So it's this complicated dynamic where they're your best friend, they're your family, and you're so close. So you just growing up, like, you forgive almost everything. And I would say there are some things that cross the line, and that fight pushed it for me in my mind. Like, if I had that fight with my sister, but you just do atrocious things to each other. Like, that is the one person you get to mess up around, and they get you because they're also a girl growing up, and so they understand. But I think it's what surprises me is adult sister fights are way worse than when you're younger. Like, once you hit your 30s and It feels different because you both have the experience and you know better at that point.
Well, and you also know each other's hot buttons way more as you're adults. Mm-hmm. So you know exactly which ones to push.
Exactly. So you say things like that to push buttons, not because you actually mean them.
Mm-hmm. Although you could say there is probably a grain of truth in each insult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.